Blog Talk Radio. What's better than chocolate? The network of Christian psychics, where our spiritual advisors connect with the angels to provide you with the answers that can make your life easier and more fulfilling. If you're looking for answers about love, current or lost relationships, career advice, or just a general outlook of your future, our advisors can help with the assistance of angels. You can find us at networkofchristianpsychics.com. That's networkofchristianpsychics.com. A special congratulations to the Network of Christian Psychics for being voted Best Online Psychic Network by NAPS, the National Association of Psychics and Spiritualists. If you'd like to speak to an advisor at the Network of Christian Psychics, please log on to their website at www.networkofchristianpsychics.com. That's www.networkofchristianpsychics.com. And welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with our roundtable guests tonight. We have Reverend Jay. Welcome, Reverend Jay.
Hey, hey, it is Reverend Jay, and I've got a lot to say, so you better listen.
All right, very good. And we've also got Reverend Susie B. with us. Welcome, Susie.
Hello, and blessings to everyone.
Well, I'm so glad that you're both going to be with us tonight. We're going to have a wonderful night tonight because we're going to have Free Reading Sunday. And as all our listeners are hearing now, and I can see there are many already in the queue, tonight's night where you can call in, place a call, and you'll get a feedback from every one of our readers tonight. And that's what's so nice about the roundtable. The roundtable allows a person to call in and let us all kind of tune in to our spiritual guides or our angelic people that we talk. You know, I don't always call it spirit guides. I call them the angels. I think Reverend Jay and Reverend Susie call them their spirit guides. But I know we all connect, and we connect to a higher, clear, divine source to be able to bring all of our listeners the messages they need to hear. And our spiritual advisors are here to help you find the answers that hopefully that you're seeking. So that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to take as many callers as we can. If you'd like to call in and get a free read tonight, you can call us at 323-679-0882. That's 323-679-0882. It's going to be a fun time. I'm going to ask you, Reverend Jay, have you had a good week?
Wow, it's been a fun week. I've done so much. I'm so glad, you know, I'm in North Carolina now and at my house that I have here, and it is so different. I've gone from the fast-paced life of Orlando, Florida, to the country hills of North Carolina.
Right.
I'm still operating on Orlando's schedule.
It's slower here in Florida, isn't it?
No, it's much slower here.
Is it really?
Yeah. Orlando is the vibration, everything is much faster there than here.
So you think this is, do you feel that Orlando has a more positive energy for you?
For me it does, because I am a fast-paced person, and so now I'm kind of feel a little out of place because I'm going so fast, and everybody in my neighborhood is like, you know, where is he going now?
No, that's funny. Jay, I hate to say this, but you're making everyone in your neighborhood sound like they ride the short bus. You do realize.
What you mean? They all talk like this. I live in the mountains.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so you're going to have to learn to slow your pace down just a little bit, I guess, right?
Yeah, you know, it's great in so many ways, because when you come back to the fresh air and you come back to the quiet and you come back to the stars and the trees and you're back in nature, you you have a different connection, and it's nice. It's just completely different, you know. And
right, of course.
I love the speed of Orlando because it's like there's so many connections all around. There's I have so many opportunities to help people. There's so many churches that I can visit. There's so many nursing homes that I have opportunity to do shows at. It's just really different. So, but I'm back to my mountain schedule, and I'm scheduling some nursing homes up here again, and I'm going to get back into that routine until this picturesque place sells.
There you go. Exactly. And that's the right attitude, because we're manifesting you that house in Deltona that you want. So we've been manifesting that and not going to let go of that. That's going to happen. It's just going to be.
Yay.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And Susie B., Reverend Susie B., I wanted to ask you something, because I know that you do talk to your spirit guides, but you also talk to angels, correct?
Yes.
You communicate with angels?
Yes.
Okay, can hardly hear you, sweetie.
I do.
And can you tell us a little bit, like, I know that you communicate with angels, but before we do the first read here, I guess my question to you is, because, you know, I know I work with angels, and Jay does too, correct, Reverend Jay?
I do, and I work a lot with my Christ consciousness. So I have, like, a clairsentience, like a clear knowing.
Okay, very good. And I know, Susie, we've talked about it, and you just, I love the way you explain it. You know, I've taken a bunch of the Doreen Virtue courses. I've read almost every single one of her books. But I know that you had talked about how angels are our messengers of light, and I really like the way you had talked about that when we had a group talk once. So would you like to tell us a little bit about what you had said at that group talk? Because I thought it was so nice.
Yes, angels are our messengers of love and light. And they're not exact, they don't come in the exact form that most people believe they look like. They come in many different forms.
Do they live on white puffy clouds?
No, they don't live on white puffy clouds. They're right with us all the time. Many people from all walks of life have told stories of their experiences from angels, but what are angels? They have been in our books for centuries. Hollywood has portrayed them as poets and writers and written about them. Artists have painted them. But who are they and why are they here? They are more than great imagination. They're real. And they have come into many ordinary people's lives and have changed them for the good. There are many different angels, some from the highest vibration and look after global affairs, for which our country and our world definitely need.
Absolutely.
And some are, and some are in charge of the animal kingdom. Angels. Yep. Some angels look after the planet kingdom, and we have a plant kingdom, which is plants and anything that grows
in nature, right?
Yes, and every living thing that has brought angels here to look after everything on Earth, everything on planet Earth. And angels from the highest vibration have never incarnated on Earth, but they are here for us if we call on them. We come here with guardian angels to this life, and they are assigned to us with the agreement to help us with difficult times in our lives to get through, or any time for our asking.
And that's something really important. I know that one of the things we've talked about is from the time a person's born, there's an angel assigned to them. No one's ever alone in this life. Their angels are always with them.
Yes. And just imagine how life would be if we did not ask our angels for their help. Because imagine how wonderful things are that we do ask for their help. And so even though there may not be believers of angels, we need to be aware that they'll never leave us.
Correct.
They patiently wait for our instructions to assist them. Angels are particularly evident when we're in trouble, but they are always there for us through anything. Angels are here for us every day. They may be called energy or inspiration. That's how they come to us in form. It has been reported that angels sometimes come in solid forms as you and I and then vanish into thin air right in front of the experiences have been that they just vanish in front of people's eyes. They're there and then in the flash of a second, they're gone.
Right.
So people have experienced seeing angels. It makes no difference what you call them, though. They are always with us. Angels
and
are waiting.
And we can call them spirit guides, right? Can't we call them spirit guides?
Yes.
Well, I think that everybody has angels, and the ones that are specifically meant to guide you are your spirit guides. They're angels, but and now that we're going into the 5D or 5D, you know, fifth
dimensional.
In December, I believe that everybody is going to have five angels around them instead of two or three. Yeah, and it's actually, and it's part of the new 5D, you know, integration. And I think people will really start to, life is going to, if you're of love and working from a positive heart and stuff, you're going to really have a much easier life. It's really going to change for the better for you. Things.
No, there's no doubt.
Like your manifestation abilities will are going to be so much better if you're operating from the love of God or the love of Christ or however you want to say it.
I agree with you. They're calling for a higher level of consciousness to come to everybody in it, and for people to really become more psychically aware of everything that's going on. And they're saying that's because we're and if you could explain that even a little bit more, Reverend Jay, would you mind? That's one of the neat things about what we see coming up now. Don't you see that coming up now, starting in about November? Is that correct?
Well, it's a very exciting time. Right now, we're in our final transition into the 5D. And my understanding is that we're going to have either two or three really large solar flares. And at that time, I believe it's going to be just like a cleansing for the Earth. Things are going to happen that are going to be perceived by people of low energy as, you know, catastrophic. But the truth is there's going to be some cleansing. People are going to be rid of all their karma seven generations back, as like your father's 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 father, because we've lived lifetimes to get to this point in you know, our maturation and biblically. And it's really, people will be more clairvoyant, clairsentient, clairaudient, you know, have all their clairs, will be much easier to access. Manifestation abilities will be much easier. You will start to create right from your thought, and that's why it's important to try to start training yourself to be of love. Because when you start in 5D, once, you know, like next February or March, you start saying, you know, I wish I'd break my arm so I don't have to go to work. That might happen, you know, because your manifestation abilities are really going to be about your truth. So if you're operating from a truth that's bad, you are going to have a little bit of problem, you know.
Amen.
So just be of love and just start thinking, you know, is this, would God want me to feel this way? You know, God wills you perfect happiness. Does God, you know, and it's simple stuff, believe it or not, that creates negative. It's like thinking, oh, that person's a hog. You know, that
right.
is like
right.
such a low energy. It just brings you right down. You know,
exactly.
anytime you call somebody a name, it's you need to look at yourself, you know.
Because that's really where that's coming from. That's coming
right.
from a base on happiness with yourself anyway. So you're right. You must always come from a place of love. And it's that way with almost anything, right? So when you look at someone or you look at a situation, instead of being critical or instead of making derogatory remarks, come from a place of love. Like I'm happy for them that they're trying. Or instead of finding something wrong with whatever that person is or whatever that situation is, just come from a point of love. You know, understand that they might be going through something at that time that's causing them to be maybe not in their kindest way, right? So it's always about coming from a place of love.
That, and if you're making judgments, is another critical point that people fail at all the time. They make judgments. And instead of judging, whenever you feel a judgment like, you know, I don't like that person, instead of thinking that, think, you know, I send that person love so that they can heal or I can resonate better with them. You know,
beautiful.
Because, yeah, mm-hmm. once you start judging people, you're absolutely, you're the one in the wrong because you're placing your judgment on somebody else. And the only person that really judges is God. You know, or the Trinity, you know, the Father, Son, and Holy
right.
Spirit.
Exactly.
So,
it's
a very, very exciting time coming up. And if you're feeling like another thing, because we're in transition, a lot of people are going through body pain. They're going through physical changes, especially in your neck and your shoulders and your back.
Right.
I personally don't have it there, but I have had leg pains and knee pains and, you know, where I know there's nothing wrong. So, you know, everybody's going through this transition. So if you're experiencing body pain, you know, don't think, oh, something's wrong. Think, okay, I'm releasing something. It's a way of
right.
releasing whatever karma or energy or block that you might be holding. So treat yourself better. Oh, I have a backache. I think I'll soak in the bathtub. I think I'll take a half an hour shower, you know, longer than I normally do,
right.
to try to treat yourself better. Because if you do, and the more you treat yourself better, and the better you treat other people, and the more you work out of love, the more fulfilling and happy your life is going to be. And the effects are immediate. Like I already know. By how I've raised my vibrational level, how much more joy I have in my life.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's true, because I know that, you know, when you speak with Reverend Jay, never, and if I may, Reverend Jay, I hope you don't mind me saying this, I've never heard you say a negative thing about anyone. I don't think I've ever heard you say anything negative. No, you really don't. You don't say anything negative about anyone. And
I try to cancel it.
It's such a pleasure, you know.
I try to cancel it. Like, we're all only human, and some people rub you the wrong way. And what you have to do is, if you do make a judgment, just say, I canceled that, and think the positive out of it. You know, I wish that person
right.
love and happiness and goodwill on their journey. Because if they're emanating that much negativity towards you, by wishing them that, it is a reflection of your true inner truth. And so you get the benefit from it, even though you're blessing them. The blessing also is on you. It's
right.
not just
exactly.
one way. When you bless somebody, mm-hmm. you receive. It's a two-way
street. Right. Absolutely. You're absolutely correct. Well, I really appreciate you both explaining, talking, Susie B. talking about the angels and Jay talking about the fifth dimension. And it's interesting because, you know, for so long, so many people that thought, you know, well, there's the three, then there's the fourth dimension. A lot of people are not even aware of the fifth dimension. You know that.
Well, we are moving into it, so they're going to be aware pretty quick.
That's right. Absolutely, absolutely, without a doubt. So I'll tell you what we should do now, because we've got so many wonderful callers on the line. There's still some room in the queue, but we're going to go ahead and start taking some callers. If you'd like to get a call in tonight and have the roundtable do a reading for you, you can call 323-679-0882. That's 323-679-0882. And I think I'm going to go ahead and take our first caller now. And our first caller's calling from area code 520 with a prefix of 234. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Jenny. Hi.
Hi, how are you? Where are you calling from?
Arizona.
Arizona. Yay, Arizona. And tell us what your first name is.
Lisa.
Lisa. Well, welcome to the show, Lisa. And how can we help you tonight? What question do you have for the roundtable?
It's about work, and
okay.
I have a particular, I freelance at many different positions, but one in particular I've been doing for the last couple of years, and it's been consistent where the boss he's underhanded in the way that he recently took a project of mine and relabeled it as his work. And I wondered if you saw that being it. Was there anything going to come out of it? Was it going to be recognized that, you know, would I still have some future involvement in it? I plan on discussing this with him, like future projects, and being real clear about the future projects that I work on.
I'm going to tell you that the very first thing that I'm getting on this situation is, number one, I feel that it's not unusual for him to do something like this. I also am sensing that it's kind of the hierarchy of the way things are there. Is that true? That something like this would happen?
It's the way he does things, and it's the way he's called me a liar in front of people when I have, this was a couple of years ago, when I've told him, you know, when it talks, the group talk broke down into accusations, and I brought out some facts, and I continue to apply myself there because it's, I get a lot out of it as far as personal gain and what I hope to do for my personal achievements. So this came out of, this just reared its head in a big way recently.
Okay. I have some more opinions on that, but I don't want to overstep our other two roundtable psychics tonight. So I'm going to pass it over to Reverend Susie B. first. And ask her what her spirit guides are showing on this right now.
I actually see you needing to move on from this job so that you can be able to claim your own work. That's the message that I'm getting for you because, it, you know, having... having this be the boss, and he's doing this to you, I don't know that you're going to be able to get out of this situation unless you move on to something else. The angels are telling me that they will support you in moving on, but it is your right to be able to claim your own skills and your own mark. That's what they're suggesting for you.
Okay, very good. And Reverend Jay, what are your spirit guides showing you?
I've got a couple of things that I didn't really get to move on, but because I didn't actually look at that issue. I looked more at the outcome of this specific issue. And
mm-hmm.
I feel like that you're going to get some positive affirmation from it, that even though he submitted it, it's going to, the program is, or whatever it is going to be very well liked, and so then the source is going to have to be revealed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's going to come back to you, but I do think that, you know, he is of questionable energy. And so, but I do feel like, you know, I do feel like it's going to come back for you. It's going to be like, oh, they're going to really be like, where did this actually come from? I think they know a little bit that he's a manipulator. You know,
mm-hmm.
so that's how I looked at it. And like the angel Shamiel came through, which is, you know, the one who sees God, or he who sees God. So to me, it's like it's, you know, that symbology to me says, you know, that there's going to be light, or that it's, you know, to me, I didn't get an exact thing, but it said something like immediately that, you know, resolution is going to be in your favor. And then I heard, you know, that they're going to like the idea and want to know where it came from, and then you will get your feedback. You'll get your, you know, recognized for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. And Lisa, I'm going to agree with both our readers. I'm kind of getting information on both those things. I will tell you, I do feel that eventually you are going to move on from this position, but it's only going to be into a better position, and it's going to be because of stress issues. I'm sensing that this will end up turning out positive for you, but I am going to also say that I'm sensing that your boss is kind of an energy sucker, if you will. Have you ever noticed that when you're around him, you just feel totally depleted after you've spent a little bit of time with him?
Yeah, I really try, it's a good exercise for me to work on my spiritual part when I'm around him, because constantly working on exercises to keep myself spiritually protected, and so it really puts me in tune with the important spiritual aspects of, you know, being around.
Right. Yeah. And I think it's a good idea to always remember two things when you're around with him. Okay. Remember two things. As Reverend Jay says, he is well known for his negative habits, unfortunately, meaning his dishonesty, and dishonesty can come in very many forms. In this case, he claims work to be his own creation. That is not. But the other thing, I call them energy vampires. You know, and something we say a lot in the spiritual realm, because some people will come and just kind of suck your positive energy out of you, and then move on to the next person. And everybody wonders why, you know, after that person leaves their cubicle or their office or their space, why they feel so drained and devoid of energy. And he's one of those people. Like, I feel that. But I will also agree that I do see that this is going to take a positive turn towards you and for you. And you say you're getting some positive things out of that job, but I also feel like you're feeling very victimized, and that's giving you those feelings of stress. Is that true?
Oh, you're hitting it right on the nose. And Dr. Jenny, do you see anything coming soon to replace this?
I do, but it's not that soon. It's not immediate. Like Reverend Susie said, I see you moving on, but I don't see it immediately. I see it's going to take some time. And I often say I see it like puzzle pieces that have to snap into place. And in this case, I feel like those puzzle pieces for you to move on to the next position, the next opportunity, it will not snap into place just yet. It's going to take a little while, but rest assured it will. And don't worry about him, because people have his number, okay? So you need to release feeling victimized by him, because know that you know what he's doing. Know that you're aware of it and that you're in control, because you will be moving on. At least that'll put you back in the driver's seat and let you feel less victimized by what he's done. Does that make sense?
It does. It really, really does. I really, really thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Do any of our spiritual advisors have anything to add tonight?
No,
quiet. Okay. Okay. All righty then. Lisa, I hope this has been helpful for you.
Very much so. Thank you.
Wonderful. You're very, very welcome. I'm so glad you called in tonight. Feel free to stay on the line and listen to the show if you'd like.
Thank you, I am.
Okay, take care and God bless.
God bless.
Okay. So I think what we'll do now is we'll go ahead and take another caller. And the next caller in the queue looks like they're calling in from area code 919 with a prefix of 665. Hi, welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Hi, I have I don't know if it's simple or complicated, but the two go hand in hand kind of situation.
Okay, well, what's your first name?
My name is Liz. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You don't have to be sorry. And where you go? What part of the country are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from North Carolina.
Oh, perfect. Okay. And we've got some good energy going on in North Carolina, so that's a good thing. How can we help you tonight?
My main question, because they go hand in hand, is basically about my health and marriage.
Health and marriage. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and pass this over to start to Reverend Jay. I'm always asking my spirit guides, my angels, which advisor to connect with first. And for some reason, I'm being told to pass it over to Reverend Jay. But then I'm also I'm going to ask you a question. Did you just recently come through a health crisis?
Yeah, it's been within the last year and a half, yes.
Okay. And it's something around the midsection, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And can I say was it breast around the breast area?
No, actually, it was pelvic floor area.
Good. Okay. All right. This is what I'm going to tell you. I'm sensing that. Nothing to worry about anywhere else. I'm still getting a little slight warming sensation there. Are you still getting treatment for that?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And that's ongoing, because I'm going to tell you that I'm not getting a major heating up of that. Now, if I was, then I would say that you still have more to address there, but I'm not at all. Again, I'm not allowed to give medical, okay? I'm not a medical diagnostic, but I can tell you that what I'm feeling is that I'm not sensing that anything worse is going on there, and that you've got it under control and you're headed towards a good direction, a healing in that way. Okay, and that's really
awesome.
Important. I just had to come out there and tell you that, because even though I was being told to pass it over, I was being shown this and I had to. I mean, it's really weird, because I don't know why they asked me, but there's a question I've got to go back to this. I'm so sorry. Were you concerned about breast cancer at some point, were you?
Yes, I was.
Okay. It's fine. Yeah, I don't see anything here, okay? Because they were pointing this out to me. So, again, I'm not a replacement for a medical doctor, and I'm not supposed to be one you're supposed to come to for medical advice. However, I can only tell you what the angels are showing me in regards to this. So you should always talk to the medical professionals that are licensed for that, okay? I have to say that for liability reasons. You understand that.
Okay.
Okay. Now I'm going to pass you over to Reverend Jay for him to tell you what his spirit guides are showing him.
Okay.
Hi. I got a bunch of stuff about what's going on in the house. And
would be great.
Well, I have to, you know, I think you're going to stabilize. I think that you have been on a roller coaster. And I think from what I am feeling and seeing that, you know, everybody's scared, you know. And when everybody's scared, the stress is so high, you know. And it's not just your stress. I mean, you're scared on a whole another level. But at the same time, you know, relationships in the household are also stressed because, you know, they're of the possibilities of, you know, what's actually transpiring. So, but I really feel like I got a, you know, I really feel like the family's going to stay together. You're going to calm down. You're going to level out. You need to let go of, you know, one thing about illness is that it lingers and your health can improve if you're under stress. And you need to let go. You need to, like, the happier that you become, the happier the household will become. So
okay.
Don't feel bad about taking time for yourself. And I guess I said it in the prelude of the show, you know, we're in a transition. Give yourself those needed baths or soaking in some really beautiful bath salts or sharing some... do you have little children? Is it a little girl?
I do have a daughter who is... Yeah, she's 12.
Okay. I thought she was a little bit
very
younger.
Tiny.
Oh, maybe that's
she's
what
my
I saw.
Youngest.
Okay, maybe that's what I saw because I felt like it was a little girl. So, but 12 is... Okay, so you need to spend some time holding her. She is scared. So, you know, just I always think food makes a happy household. So if, I don't know how you're feeling or what you're up to, but, you know, make cake, make cupcakes, make things that bring joy back into the household. And the more, and now that we're going into 5D, we are going to be able to regenerate our own bodies or cause self-healing. So if you're wanting healing, you need to will it for yourself. I will healing. I will happiness. I will my family together, to stay together. I want this unity. I love all these people. And through that, you'll the harmony and everything will be so bright is what I see. And but you really need to focus on that little girl. She's I don't know, she obviously knows the stress of the whole household. I mean, because she's not
wow.
as young as I thought. But so it might be, you know, definitely spend with her, I don't know, play cards or just read a story to her or something, you know, I don't know. I feel though
that's amazing.
That, okay, good. I hope it helped, and I'll pass it on to Reverend Susie.
I really
okay.
appreciate it. Thank you. Hey,
yes,
how are you?
Okay, I've got Angel Serena coming through for you, and she is saying that she is the angel of abundance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you have coming for you. Might I ask if some of the issues that you're having in the household are connected financially?
Yes, they are.
What she's telling me is that you are very worried about it. And in order for them to bring you the abundance, You need to release that worry and trust.
Okay.
So that's what I'm getting for you, and that is going to bring you more abundance. So you need to, yes, you need to release it and rejuvenate it. I hope that helps you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes.
Okay. Very good, Susie. Very good. And I'm going to ask
you.
Thank you all so much. Was there an injury that your husband has incurred that he's taking medications for? A back injury or some kind of pain that he's taking prescription medication for?
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I'm getting... I'm getting something here, and I want to ask you this question. I'm seeing there's been a trust issue from your part to his part. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay. And there's also been instances of I'm going to say rage. Is this correct?
Do you feel it?
Okay. And can I ask you this question? Do you think that he's starting to feel like he's coming unraveled, or do you feel like he's unraveling a little bit?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And would it also, because what I'm sensing, what I'm feeling here is there's a fear on his part. There's a fear because he was supposed to take care of everything, and he somehow he's feeling overwhelmed by the sheer... The heaviness of it. There's been financial stressors. There's been issues with your health. There's been some issues with him feeling good. And I'm concerned, and I'm going to ask this question. I'm going to ask it very carefully, but I'm going to put it out there, and you don't have to answer it if you choose not to. Is there the possibility he's misusing some kind of prescription medication?
It is possible.
Okay. All righty. And have you discussed this? Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Have you discussed this with him?
No, because I don't know how.
Okay, sweetie. Let's take a look at this a minute. Let's first of all, I'm going to have you take a deep breath in through your nose, okay? And then release it through your mouth slowly.
Okay.
Do that one more time, okay? In through your nose. And release it through your mouth.
Okay.
Now, first of all, the most important thing for you to know is that there's nothing that's going to happen here that you're going to control what's going to happen. And if you choose that you want to stay with this man, which I believe is what you really do want. I believe you love him. You just want it to be the way it was. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay. I believe that you can absolutely have it the way you want it to be, but I also think that sometimes we're able to see when a person is sick and not feeling well. You know, when your daughter's not feeling well, sometimes, you know, we could tell she has a cold because her throat's sore and it's red, or her nose has got the sniffles and it's running. So we can see when she's not doing good. I think your husband's suffering right now and he's not feeling good. And he doesn't know how to ask for help. And I think he's trying maybe to overcome what's happening to him and his feelings of maybe not being able to make everything right and to keep everything together. And I think the way he's trying to maybe either self-medicate and make himself to the point where it doesn't hurt him as much. And I think that probably what you need to do is to sit down with him and let him know how you really feel about him, because I feel like there's been a lot of arguing going on, and he's been making a lot of accusations towards you. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. And is it also true that Whenever there's something is going on, he always makes you the focus of the negative behavior so that it, the focus comes off of him and goes right onto you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And this is okay. You know, everybody has a time in their life where things aren't going the way we want, and we get through these rough patches. And I know that there's love for you to him, and I know that there's love from him to you. He just... It's almost like his ego can't handle what's going on here right now, and he's scared, and so he's trying to find a way to handle it. But I truly believe that if you sit down and talk to him and tell him that you know that this behavior and this attitude that's been coming from him, as much as you know he loves you and you love him, you also know that there's a part of this that just that's not him. And let him know that you believe that maybe he could benefit from talking to someone. And I think, you know, have you talked to him about counseling already?
Yes, and I'm the one that needs the counseling, not him.
Oh, yeah, and that's okay. Let me tell you, a lot of times when couples come in for either Christian counseling or spiritual counseling, you go to a counselor there in North Carolina, it's not a problem. When you go for counseling, a lot of times, it will be the spouse who doesn't need the counseling so much. And that spouse will go in and they'll talk and they'll learn how to handle what skill set they need to handle what's going on with the spouse. And then what happens is they ask the spouse to please come in as a favor to them because it's going to help them. And it's a good way to introduce the spouse to counseling as well. So first thing I'm going to suggest you do is I absolutely recommend that you consider going into counseling for you, because what it's going to do is it's going to make him stop taking the focus, because he keeps trying to put the focus on you anyway. Everything that's going on is your fault, and he doesn't want anything pointed at him because he really doesn't want to be found out for what he's doing. And I think that's okay that you know this at this point, but I also think that you need to be able to talk to somebody about this, that can then introduce him into the conversation at a later date. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen here.
That we have, and I've introduced him some, and my counselor, every time I've gone, has felt like she's had to protect me because he's so judgmental.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And has she noticed any dilation of his eyes?
Well, she hasn't said that to me, but she's very concerned about his behavior.
Mm-hmm. Because his behavior is erratic, correct?
He is very erratic and egotistical and very judgmental.
Mm-hmm. Now, he has not hit you, has he?
He has smacked me in the face one time.
Okay.
But he has not hit me. Full fist hit me.
Okay. Smacking the face is certainly not something you should ever have to put up with. And I'm very, very happy to hear that you're in counseling. I think that I don't know what his first name is, but I think... there's no Rob in your life, Rob or Robert or anything like that?
No.
Okay, I don't know where that's coming from. Put that aside for now. But what I'm going to ask you is, when you go to counseling, do you feel when you leave counseling, do you feel better?
No.
Okay, why?
Because I don't feel like I'm the one who needs it.
Okay. So then the next question is, when you go to counseling, is she giving you tools to help work through this difficult time?
No, and I'm frustrated for that.
Okay. And so what I would say to you is not every counselor is the right counselor. Just like sometimes we go to a dentist and we're not so happy with the dentist, or as women in particular, we'll go to certain gynecologists and we'll just not particularly care for them, so we switch. If you're not thrilled, with your counselor, which it's starting to sound like you're not, because the counselor's job is to give you tools to help you deal with this. And if she's not giving you those tools, then I would suggest that you consider seeking out an alternative counselor so that you can, at that point, say, okay, I know that this counselor is giving me tools to deal with this. And also, I think that it would show your husband that you are making every attempt to get multiple opinions on what's going on in this relationship. But the reality is, and again, I got to come back to this R. Your husband's name it's not Rob. Is there an R in the beginning of his name?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I needed. Okay, thank you. I knew it was coming through. Okay, so what you need to do is you need to be able to sit with even another counselor that might even be more beneficial for you, so that he could see, too, that it's not just one counselor. You can't change the future, but you can change how you feel about the way you're being treated. You can feel less victimized. You can make sure that you take care of your agenda, which, in fact, is for you to take care of you and your children. You can make sure that you're treated with respect. And remember this, even if there's a separation, which I feel there is a pause or a retreat between the two of you, is he currently living in the home?
Yes.
Okay. But yet you're really not together at all. Is this correct?
That is correct.
Okay. I feel like even if there's this pause, I don't want you to worry about it, because I still feel like this is something he needs to work out. And it's almost as if he's going to have to hit more rock bottom before it's going to get better. But he was not always this way, correct?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Well, you would know. How long have you been together?
He's not been this way with me.
Okay, all righty. So it would stand to reason if he is perhaps self-medicating, and you suspect that. And when we self-medicate, there's a reason why we don't do that, because doctors know what we should take and what we shouldn't. Sometimes we're trying to cover up a pain, but it ends up becoming an addictive behavior. So if perhaps that's what's going on, that would certainly make his decisions and some of the judgments he makes inappropriate. It will make his actions sometimes not be himself. It'll make him have temper tantrums and outbursts that he would normally not have. What I would say is consider looking for another counselor that maybe can give you a set of tools so that you can better handle this situation. She should be giving you guidance in how you can start moving this forward in a positive direction. It's important. And again, just like if you went to your car mechanic and you said, hey, I've got this tick in this engine and there's smoke coming out the back, he could work with it. But if you still have the tick and you still got smoke coming out the back, time to take it to a new mechanic, right? So,
right.
I would say that if you're not getting those things from your current counselor, that it's time to change. And this is only a positive for you because, again, right now your husband feels like, you know, the counselor is wrong and all that stuff anyway, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you go to another one and the verdict is still the same, I'm not going to say it's going to make him change immediately, but she should be giving you a set of tools to better equip you to be able to deal with this so you know what your next steps are, okay?
Right.
Okay, all right. Now, do any of our other roundtable advisors have anything they'd like to add? Okay, all righty then. I'm going to say many blessings to you, Liz. Don't reach the point where you feel like this isn't going to move in the right direction. You're going to make this move in the right direction. You just have to realize that there's things we can see when a person's not well, and sometimes we can't physically see that they're not well, but we know they're not well. Okay?
Right.
And you're going to make sure that he can get some help, and it'll take some time, but this relationship I do see will get healthier. More importantly, you're going to get healthier, and you're going to make sure that happens for two reasons. One, like Reverend Jay said, when you're stressed and upset, that doesn't make things any better at all. Not even a little bit, okay? As a matter of fact, our body is unable to heal when we're under stress. So know in your heart, know in your mind, and know in your soul that this relationship is going to work out. You're going to manifest this relationship to work in exactly the way, in the direction you want it to go. You're not going to allow anything else to happen. And in doing so, you're going to go ahead and get an alternate opinion from an alternate counselor who maybe can give you a better set of tools to deal with this so that you can start moving this relationship in the right direction. Maybe reach out and get some aid for your husband as well. She'll make some suggestions in that so that you can get the help that you need. Do not feel like you're losing things. Just feel like you're gaining things to make this a better situation for you and your children. But remember this, above everything else, no matter what, your goal in this life is to take care of you and your children. If you do that to the absolute best of your ability, everything else will take care of itself. You cannot live another person's life for them, nor can you guide another person's life for them. But your goal, your blessing, your gift on this life is to be able to take care of your life and to raise your children until they can start guiding their own lives on their journey, and that's where you need to focus right now. And I know if you focus there, positive things will happen.
Can I say one thing? I just wanted to say that just a couple little things. They're very little, and they, but I think they'll help a little bit alleviate some of your husband's stresses. Try to remember when you're talking, and especially in dinner or family situations, of the joyous times, of the times that you were really happy, of the times, like, remember when we did something and it made us all laugh? I'm never going to forget that. I love that. We need to do something like that again. And the release of the stress is a big thing. And like Dr. Jenny says, as you become empowered and realize that, you know, you actually have a control and choice in all situations, then it will alleviate some of the stress with him. If it actually is an addiction to medication, you know, that's another whole process, a longer process. But it might be fear. You know, like a fear-based addiction. So just what I would really, I feel like getting the other counselor is a great idea. Everything that Dr. Jenny said is great. I just feel like, the other thing is try to infuse Christ consciousness into his heart. Like whenever he says something negative that you're not liking, just say, you know, I send Christ consciousness into his heart to make him remember our joy, our love. And just those two little things, reminding him of his happiness and your happiness together, reminding of the love of the family, and sending that Christ love into his heart will alleviate a lot of the surface stress. And then it will become more evident of what is, you know, picking at him. And if it does turn out to be addiction, then, you know, you have to follow the correct procedures to, you know, get him help.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I still feel like you can have what you want, your family. So I'm going to just pass it on with that. I hope that will help you, like, just every negative, remember. And don't be afraid to, even it, when you do talk to him, say, you know, let's start from forgiveness. Let you forgive me for all the anger that you've expressed to me. Let me forgive you for all the anger I've expressed to you. And let's start to have our family back. You know,
right.
that's a way to start the conversation because part of it is, I know he loves you, it's just remembering, you know, and ending the fear.
So, okay.
I send you love and light, and I hope all things transpire as you wish.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Jay. Liz, I think you need to take a couple of deep breaths.
Okay.
All righty. And I know that maybe when you hang up from this call tonight, you might want to have a cup of tea and just relax a little bit and clear your mind and process kind of what we all talked about tonight. But I do believe things are going to work out well for you, and I do anticipate a good future for you. I know this is a rough patch in the road, a rocky roller coaster ride for you right now, but I do see that things can work out for you. Okay?
I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. I hope this was a good help for you this evening.
That was a very huge eye-opener for me. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. And if you ever would like to talk to any of the advisors privately, you can reach any of them at the networkofchristianpsychics.com. And their pictures and names will be there. Just click on them, and you can get connected to them, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good night now, and God bless.
All right. Good night.
Okay, and that was Liz from North Carolina.
Tough situation.
Yeah, it's tough because, you know, it's hard when, and I could feel her pain, and it was just, it's always hard when people are going through difficult things, but that's the beauty of the sun coming up tomorrow, isn't it?
Yes, that's the one thing that we can count on is change. And we can always move forward in a positive direction with change. It's our choice.
That's absolutely true. Very true. So you know what I think we should do now? We should take another caller. What do y'all say?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Okay. Okay, here we go. And this caller's calling from area code 770 with a prefix of 356. Hi, welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Dr. Jenny, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I love to hear that. What's your first name?
My name is Linda.
Linda. Okay, Linda. And where are you calling from?
I am calling from Florence, Georgia.
Georgia, okay. We've got Georgia and North Carolina on the mind tonight, I guess, because we're getting a lot of calls from there. So how can we help you? What question do you have for our roundtable this evening?
Well, there's been a lot of aspects of my life that have been basically in turmoil for the past about 2.5 years. However, my concern this evening really would be of a financial aspect. I was wondering if you see financially things getting any better, because as of now, just keeping the lights on month to month is a little rough.
Okay, let's take a look here. I'm going to first pass you over to Reverend Susie B., I'm being told. So, Reverend Susie B., what do you have for Linda on this?
I actually see her advancing in her career, and hopefully that will open up finances.
Okay.
I believe that's going to. I have an art angel artist, and she's coming forth to create this for you, and other areas very artistic. Very artistic picture for the future of your life that's ahead of you.
What could you tell me what you mean by artistic? because I'm not.
creating a whole new inner world for you. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be artistic, but your life is going to start beautiful shades of color and changes, and really feel that that's going to open up a whole new avenue for you. And I do believe that you will advance in your career, and finances will open up for you.
Thank you very much. Just the light at the end of the tunnel was enlightening in itself.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful. And Reverend Jay, would you have something you'd like to add?
I got that you're working really hard now, but that you're not getting the recognition for it.
Right.
Okay. And I got that that you are going to have an increase in your stability.
Mm-hmm.
And I got that your happiness is going to increase too. That you're going to have a giant financial gain, but a stability change, so that you're more stable. So,
right.
Like you're not going to get a lot of money all at once, like a lottery winner.
So I'm not going to win the lottery anytime soon. And I never asked for that much.
Okay. I think it's probably very similar to what Susie had. That you're going to have a financial gain. And I think that, you know, as hard as you're working now, and I feel like you work really hard right now with no gain.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the truth is that there's always gain in true effort. And so
right.
I'd hold on to that because it will be recognized. It might just lead to the opportunities of something brand new altogether.
Oh, that even sounds wonderful. I'm just about open for anything, as long as life gets better.
Yeah. I don't blame
you. Oh, yeah. And this whole idea of the fifth, oh, I can't wait. I say bring it on.
Well, we're definitely in that transition period right now. So what I would do is, you know, some things that really help, especially moving into the fifth dimension, are, number one, make a list or a declaration of what you really want. You know,
mm-hmm.
have it be your true thoughts, not just, you know, I want, you know, money, or have it be, you know, the depths of your soul wanting, because once you declare what you really want, it opens up for that opportunity. And a lot of people think, oh, I want a new house. Well, is it a new house that you want, or is it the house that you have that you need to make new? You know, you want what's in your best and highest interest. A new house could just mean different problems, you know.
Right.
So, you know, you have to really, when you make a declaration, you know, like I say my declarations every day. You know, I want to heal the blind, sick, disabled, sad, lonely, and bring joy and happiness to everyone that hears my music. You know, it's like one of my declarations.
That's awesome.
Right, you know, and that is a true declaration. It's from my heart. I wish I could gift everyone healing. You know, I mean, I desire it so much to heal everyone. You know, that's a real declaration, and it's not self-gain, and if something gains from it, you know, hooray. If nothing gains from it,
mm-hmm.
but the people healing, hooray. You know?
Right,
so,
yeah, well, you must feel awfully good yourself being able to do as much as you can, so.
Well, it's so rewarding to love
yeah.
at that level, You know, when you love and live in harmony, you are happy, and you realize that it's not the money, because sometimes people think, oh, if I just had more money, I would be happy. But the truth is happiness is where you are. There's people in poverty in Tanzania that have, you know, live on $3 a month. And, you know, they actually have happiness, you know.
Yeah.
So it's not money. It really is it's an faith and trust. And
I've always believed that myself. Yes, I have, because, you know, I don't even care about having a whole bunch of savings. So long as I can make ends meet with what I got, it's all good for me.
Well, I really feel like your hard work, and especially now that we're going into 5D, all the things that were the opposite, you know, are going to happen. So, you know, the people that were in power that were of crude or bad, you know, essence are going to fall out of power. All the people of true and strength and honesty and, you know, hard work are going to start getting rewards, are going to start. That's why I feel like you're going to get this abundance, but I don't feel like it's like a huge amount. I think it's just enough to make you so stable that you're just at peace. And that's really what you're saying. I think
that's really is all I ask for.
Right. It's coming. It's coming. It's very close.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Reverend Jay, thank you. Reverend Susie, thank you. I think that Linda, our caller, has gotten a lot of good information tonight, and I agree with both of you, by the way. The only message that I was getting was that Archangel Michael is there, and that's something I got really strongly, like he's just saying to me, like I'm getting his presence is known to you, and know that you don't have to fear, because that's been your biggest kind of, I guess, weakening point, is that you've been letting the fear control you, worrying about the financial part, but yet you know you always make it through, and you will make it through, and things will get easier, but he's letting you know, I'm always there, I'm there, I'm safeguarding you, you are secure. So you don't have to worry. Things are good.
Well, you know, I really am blessed in my own little way, because I always do feel the presence, and it does bring me peace. And just at the times where I'm at my wit's end with worry, just a sense of peace does come over me, and it calms me down. So.
Oh, and amen.
That's beautiful. I love that I can feel it, yes.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I love to hear you say that, too. So many times people don't recognize or give gratitude to that. You know, our angels surround us all the time. I don't know if you were here for the beginning of the show tonight, where Reverend Susan B. Okay, she talked about how angels are always a part of our life and how they're always with us. And I think that's the most amazing part, it's like always having your best friend with you. You know, how cool is that? You know? It's like
mine,
so neat.
Mine's been working overtime for 2 years.
Well, that's okay, because you know what? Remember, the angels were sent here by God. And by the way, angels are spoken of in absolutely every single religion. I don't think there's a religion out there that doesn't acknowledge angels, which makes it kind of like the universal divine thing that's out there that every religion can agree upon, is that there's angels. And so with angels and with the belief in angels, we know that all we have to do is ask, but we do have to ask. That's the thing. And don't forget that. Always ask for your, and everybody listening tonight, don't forget to ask your angels for help, right?
That's probably one of the reasons why I haven't made strides in my job, because I hate feeling like a pain.
Well, and you know what's funny? You don't. I'm going to tell you. I don't think you. I think if you feel like a pain in your job, are you saying to me that you think that you're putting too much burden on other people?
Well, you know what? There's people that I've been working with that tell me I'm actually too humble. But
yeah,
I don't ever see anybody as too. I just don't like to. I like to somebody. I even told my store manager, if there's anything you can see in me that needs to be changed, just let me know. I'll be more than happy to work on it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so there's nothing wrong with that.
But I will tell you, there's also nothing wrong with stating who you are and allowing yourself also to pat yourself on the back. Now, that's not being, I mean, that's being prideful, but in a good way. You know what I mean? It's okay to say, you know, I work hard and I try to do a good job, and I think I'm doing a good job, but if there's anything that I can improve or change, please let me know. And certainly if it's within my power, I'll do that. But whatever you do, don't ever negate the good work that you do by not allowing yourself to accept compliments, too, because I want to make sure you are able to accept compliments. Do you do that well?
I tend to be a little shy about it, and I usually pass them off with a joke.
I can tell. Okay. I would love you to take compliments better, because when you pass them off with a joke, what you're doing is you're saying, you know, I don't really believe this, and I don't really deserve this, so I'm going to make light of it to make it go away. You should take an honest compliment and take it sincerely and take it honestly and be proud of it, because you deserve that. And there's no reason why you shouldn't take that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I've really been trying in the past week to take a good long, you know, good look at yourself and try and make yourself as good as you can.
Right. Well, and you deserve that. You know, you're a wonderful person with so much empathy for people and so much compassion. And that is so incredibly valuable. You know, you can't pay somebody money to have compassion and empathy. They either have it or they don't. And it's a blessing. It's truly a blessing from God. But I want you to make sure that you recognize that you're a good person who's truly been blessed, and you deserve so many wonderful things. And you let people make those compliments, and you look at them proudly in the eye and say, thank you so much. You have no idea what that means to me. You take that compliment because you deserve it, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome. You call in any time. We'd love to chat with you, okay?
That was a good start, wasn't it? What?
Okay.
I have something else
that I can add, Susie B.
The one thing that I'm getting strong to have Linda know, and other callers and whoever's listening, is that our God is a God of abundance, and the abundance is there for us to have. By us using and claiming just or a little or some, is not claiming our abundance.
Mm-hmm.
So
I guess that's part of my humble side.
So by opening up to, you know, I am worthy of abundance. I am worthy of financial gain. To claim your worthiness is something that's going to help tremendously.
Amen.
And rather than denying. So take that in stride and take it on and think abundant.
I will, except if it's in the refrigerator. That's the only thing I don't need abundance of. Sorry, I had to throw that in.
That's good. No, humor is good. Humor is good. Reverend Jay, do you have anything to add for our caller tonight?
I just love what Susie just said, because I think it's so true for everyone to know that you are worthy, and your success tells other people that they can have success. So never, never think that having abundance is a bad thing, because, you know, people need to see that other people can achieve in order to believe for themselves to achieve. So your success means that other people will be motivated. And that's why now in 5D, when you really, you are going to have success, because true honor and true work and true effort is going to be rewarded.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Instead of negated and mastered by bosses that take your work and, you know, all the things that have been corrupt and wrong and of, you know, the unpositive energy.
Right.
So I'm happy for you, and I really think positive. You're going to be in a
family. I will. I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome. God bless you, and thank you for calling in tonight.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Well, that was a beautiful call. I love calls like that because that was a feel-good call, wasn't it?
Yes.
Especially it really was.
We know she's going to be doing so much better.
Yeah.
It's so important for us to stay to the positive and draw the things to us that we want. Because you can really make it happen that way.
I absolutely agree. Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, we've got three more callers in the queue that are going to come up in this order, 201, 256, and 404. I'd just like to let them know that they're coming up because that way they won't hang up and they'll know they're coming up. So I'm going to take area code 201. With a prefix of, it looks like 937. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Yes, hi, how are you?
Wonderful, and how are you?
I'm good. My name is Sahara.
Sahara, okay. Hey. Welcome to the
show.
Thank
you. I'm calling about the love life.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I just want to see what you see for me.
Okay, and I'm going to, for the love life right now, I'm going to pass this over to Reverend Susie B., and I'm going to ask Susie B., what are your spirit guides showing you for Sahara's love life? And Sahara, may I ask what part of the country you're calling from?
New Jersey.
Aha, okay, very good. All righty. Reverend Susie B., what are you picking up?
Okay, for Sahara, I am getting, of course, my belief is that of course, if you desire it, it will come to you. That's a for sure thing. I have a positive thinking, and faith will bring you the romance in your life. So what it's telling me is, to stay optimistic as to bringing that, opening up the doors for that relationship to come into you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Reverend Jay, what are you picking up for Sahara tonight?
Sahara, I got trumpets. Dun, da, da, da.
Yay!
I got trumpets, man. They came in loud and clear. It was like, I'm getting shivers. You know, I just feel like, wow. It's gonna happen. You have to really get your intentions straight. Make your, you know, one thing. You know, I always say a few things about love that I tell everybody. You have to have yourself ready, first off. You have to be ready to be in love, and that means you have to like yourself. You have to make yourself presentable. You have to desire it. And then the other thing is you have to put yourself out. So you have to put yourself in situations to meet somebody that is of like mind. And so that means that you actually have to have interest besides staying at home, watching TV. You have to actually go out and do stuff, is what I'm saying. And it can be simple stuff. It can be make an extra two trips to the store and notice people who are, you know, guys who are, you know, not pushing carts. You know, and always, you know, it just means put yourself out there, and it doesn't mean bar scenes. It means scenes where you're going to be of similar interest, like if you like square dancing or clogging, or if you like certain kinds of music, you know, join a group that has And a lot of times groups are very inexpensive to belong to, you know, so, and depending on your time schedules, you know, you can go in and out of them as you choose. So that's what I'm saying, and I did get trumpet, so I feel like, yeah, it's happening, girl. Just put yourself out. Yeah.
Beautiful. That's very, very good. And actually, I'm actually getting that the angels are opening their hearts on everything involved with relationship harmony for you. So it's kind of funny because I think we're all kind of getting the same thing. So this is a very good sign for you. The other thing that I'm seeing, and again I'm just gonna throw this out there. They're telling me you have prayed for one thing, and that one thing is to have a peaceful relationship. Is that true?
To have what? I'm sorry.
A peaceful relationship.
A peaceful, yes, actually, I did. But
yeah,
the only thing missing with the whole pray of peaceful, the man who I adore and I love so much, we broke up 4 months ago, and I'm just thinking about it. I just want to see, when I said love life, I just want to see if this is, will rekindle, or this is it, or what's going on in this situation.
Well, I do believe that relationship can definitely be rekindled, but there's some maturity that needs to go on in that relationship, and sadly, it's not on your part. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so I can see that part of the relationship, the relationship could be healthy so long as the maturity level increases. If that increases, then everything starts to go in a positive way for you. It can change. It's just going to take time. But during that time, you can't take yourself off the open market, so to speak. Okay? And I think that's what Reverend Jay was saying. You've got to put yourself out there. You've got to get out there. And it's the same thing Susie was saying, that relationships are, you know, it's a good positive. Things are coming your way. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be with that boyfriend from 4 months ago, with that relationship from 4 months ago. Because although I see he is going to come back after after he becomes mature, after that process happens, I do see you dating somebody else in the meantime. Does anybody want to step in on this? Does anybody else see that as well?
Well, the question's changed.
Well,
you know,
not
so
really. She wants to know how her if we saw, you know, success in love and romance. And,
actually, I feel a new relationship. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass because I just went for love life, and so
okay.
It's a different question when you ask. I mean, that's the interesting thing. It's an interesting point for everybody to understand that when you seek information from, you know, like in a reading or something like that, if you're not asking the right question. Like some people go in, I just want a general read. You can get anything from, you know, flowers to new cars, you know, and if you're really looking to see what's happening with a specific relationship, it helps, you know, to focus because, you know, when I said, well, how is her love life going to be? And it was like, da-da-da-da-da. you know, it's going to be good.
it's my mistake. I didn't know how to put it together to ask the question.
It's fine. I'm just trying to say for everyone, you know, or any of the listeners or people who call in, so that you can think a specific thing in your relation in the back of your mind, and if it doesn't come up in the reading, then, yeah, you have to bring it forth. Otherwise, you know, the reader is reading in a completely different arena. Now, I could have looked specifically at that guy and got a different, you know, I would have given you a completely different answer, I think, as far as how it would have gone or that. So, because I didn't, you know, I like to concentrate on a question right when I hear your name and where you're from. And then, you know, the answer comes to me when I hear the question. So I was just a little thrown off, so I apologize.
Okay, my mistake.
No. It's a great lesson. It's true. It's true. I like what Reverend Jay just said because, you know, it's how we ask the question sometimes is how the answer is going to come back. It doesn't make any of the answers less accurate. It just means that, you know, you wanted to know specifically if you were going to have this romance from 4 months rekindled. What Reverend Jay saw is still what he saw. It has not changed, nor has what Reverend Susie B. saw, nor has what I've seen changed. It just means that the question, maybe if the more detailed the question, the more detailed the answer, I guess, is always what I like to say. But I think in all instances, regardless of how you asked it, I think we're still seeing success. And ultimately, isn't that all that matters?
Well, it's good, and I hope the success, but we don't know if it's going to be with the same guy or with a new relationship. But you said I will be dating somebody else also.
I do see you will be dating somebody else, but with that, I have to tell you, even though I see you dating somebody else, I do see that this other gentleman will reach that maturation. I call it, you know, they have to mature. They have to mature to the point, and he must mature to the point where he understands that he can't do and react, and you know what I'm saying, right?
But
he has to handle things.
You see him will mature. This is my the struggle I'm having with myself. It's like, is he going to reach to that maturity, and he's going to go for the right step, or he's just going to just stay as is? Because he is immature. When you said it, you just hit the spot.
Well, yes, and I do see that he's going to mature. I absolutely do see he's going to mature. But again, that's his journey to make. You know, in life, we can't make somebody else's journey. That's not our job. You know, when you believe in spirituality, God wants us to take our own journeys. And I say this all the time, and I think sometimes people think, well, is she crazy? She's saying, you know, just be for yourself. Is it all for one and none for everyone else? And I don't mean it that way, but what I mean is God wants you to be the best you can be. And in being the best you can be, you must demand, A, respect, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You must, and part of being respected is meaning the communication has to be there in a respectful way, and trust. Okay, you deserve to be treated a certain way, and if you're not getting that out of the other relationship, then he needs to take his journey until he reaches the maturity level where that comes into play. In the meantime, you're going to keep being the very best Sahara that you can be, and that means not cutting yourself off from the world, not living in a bubble or a fishbowl until he decides that it's his journey to become mature, correct? So you need to live the best life that you can live because that's what God put you on this earth to do. And in doing so, yes, I do see you're going to have another relationship. Do I see he's going to mature? Yes. Do I see that there's a possibility that you two can come back together? Absolutely. But that will be your decision, not his.
Oh, my gosh, that would be great. Actually, I have one more question. Probably that's an advice, not spiritual. Since we broke up in a mature way, and he tried to be a friend with me, and I'm afraid being, like, when he contacts me, I contact him back, that will give him the satisfaction of hearing from me. Is that wrong or right, just to keep that kind of friendship?
Well, it all depends. I have my angels are telling me to go to Reverend Jay on this one again. Reverend Jay, do you mind?
I don't, because as you were talking, I tried to hone in more about this guy, and I actually got that you should seek other relationships. And I did get that don't wait. I think you should I don't know why they said don't wait, but you should seek another relationship. As far as keeping in contact with them, it's up to you how you want to do that. I don't think it's good or bad. I think, like you said, sometimes he can have a codependent relationship with you and not be in relationship with you because he's got communication with you. So it might be better to, you know, since you're broke off, to let him know what the cold feeling is. And, I mean, you don't have to give him all cold shoulder, but make sure that it, you know, he knows that, you know, when you break off with somebody, it's over. You know, that's what he's done with you. He's severed the relationship. And maybe that's why I've got don't wait, because I feel like maybe there's somebody right there that's ready to swoop in and be, you know, more. And like,
and maybe that's why you saw the trumpets.
Yeah, well, I really did feel like, you know, man, something fun is going to be good. You know, you don't hear glory trumpets for no reason.
That's right. <Yeah. laughs> So, beautiful, beautiful. Well, I think, Sahara, you've gotten a pretty good read as far as knowing what's going to happen there.
Yeah.
You feel comfortable with everything you've heard tonight?
I do. Thank you so much. You guys have been very, very helpful.
Oh, you're very welcome. And again, if you'd like to speak to any of the advisors you spoke to tonight, you can find any of them on the networkofchristianpsychics.com. And their pictures, you can click through and you can talk to them privately. So know that they're always available to you for that, okay?
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. God bless and take care.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Well, we have got a storm going here in Florida. I don't know about where Susie and Jay are right now, but it is storming and thundering lightning like you would. I could have no lights on right now, and everything is lit up. Looks
wow.
like daylight outside. Yeah.
It's beautiful here.
You're very fortunate. You're very, very fortunate. Okay, so we're going to go on to the next caller here, and I think I have this right in order. So let me do this. I think I have it correct. Hi, this is area code 404, prefix 452.
Hi.
Well, hi. What's your first name?
It's Nisa.
Nisa?
Nisa, T. Either or.
Okay. Can you say it one more time for me?
It's Tanisha.
Tanisha. Okay, very good. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from? Georgia? Don't tell me Georgia.
Yeah.
I think our show is just in Georgia tonight. I don't know what happened.
But I'm originally from New Jersey, so.
You are? Okay. Well, now I feel better. Good. That's good. I'm originally from New Jersey, too, by the way. And
okay.
And
we're
I think, yeah. I'm from, well, originally from Roxbury.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, I have. Is it South Jersey?
No. That's up near Morristown and Gladstone and
Peapack.
Okay,
Morristown. Okay, wow. What's the E in Morristown by Willowbrook Mall, kind of?
Oh, yeah. Willowbrook Mall. Yes, I remember Willowbrook Mall. You know, I'm not going to say how old I am. I'm old.
Uh-huh.
But I remember when the Willowbrook Mall first opened up years and years and years ago. It was like the mall. It was the only mall.
Yeah.
And people, I remember my parents taking me there as a child, and I just thought it was like, this was the most, I was like 12 or so. I thought it was the most awesome thing in the world. It was just awesome.
I think you're kind of close to Livingston, kind of.
Livingston Mall. Yeah, actually, I was close to the Rockaway Mall.
Oh, okay. I'm Clear.
Oh, Montclair. Well, I'm very proud to say that I worked for Montclair Savings Bank for 5 years while I was going to college. And
okay.
I can also tell you that I worked for 3 different banks while I was growing up in New Jersey. And I'm also very not proud to say, and I mean that very not proud to say, that every single one of those banks closed. Now, I don't think it had anything to do with me, but I kind of started to feel like maybe I was the black plague for every bank, so I decided I should get out of banking.
No, you're fine.
Yeah, I think I'm okay. So how can I help you tonight? And what can we do for you tonight?
I have just had a situation where I'm getting my master's. I'm currently at work. I have this little boot job. Part-time weekends, and I just wanted to know, will it be like a breakthrough for me as far as job? And also, I'm struggling through an addiction, and I just want to know, how could you get over it? It's like a past relationship that I tried to break all ties from, but he keeps coming back, and I'm confused to see if it's love or not, but I know it's not love. I know it's an addiction. And I don't know why I keep getting subjecting.
Well, it's funny thing you should mention that, because all night long, how long ago, when was the last time you were with this individual?
Today.
Okay. All righty. And I'm going to tell you, we've talked about this actually right here on this very show, about how sometimes when we are with a person in that way, it creates almost a chemical addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We talked about that. And Reverend Jay, do you remember that? Reverend Susie, you remember that we talked about that?
Yes, I know. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's true that the body creates a chemical when you're with this person, and that's why you have a hard time breaking free. And it's not easy. There's no doubt it's not easy.
I broke up with him last year, 3 days before Christmas. I've been away from him for 6 months, and now he's coming back strong when I start school and I move to another place. And I've been trying to break ties with him. And when I'm with him, I'm happy, but I know I'm supposed to be moving on with my life and probably dating other people, but I just can't get over this.
But you're not happy when you're with him. You're only happy in one area when you're with him, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So we know that what – Jay, Reverend Jay, I'm going to pass this over to you for a reason.
Okay, it's because I know they're lovers.
Mm-hmm. I know it, and I know.
It's interesting, you know, because I think what you're having is two things. I think you do have like a chemical. Well, you have that oxytocin, I think is what it's called, a chemical that's produced. It's a hormone. And it does bond you to your mate, and it's a lot more prevalent in a woman than in a man, and so that's why men tend not to bond, you know. Actually, I think the chemical is produced, really for babies, you know, for mothers to attach to their babies, but it's produced through, sexual relationship, the same chemical.
Uh-huh.
And the other thing is that I think you have fear of not finding another person is what I got. And I think you're not recognizing how wonderful you are. I think for some reason you're feeling drawn to the past because you are assured of something that you know that you like, but that you know that's not great for you.
Yeah.
And I think you're have some, I'm getting like you're having some fear of success. And, you know, I have a feeling that you're going to be very successful. And if you really honor yourself, you're going to know that this has got to stop, and that's the first thing is actually stopping it, and because you're going to be at a completely different level than that relationship will allow you.
Yeah, and I've been making conscious efforts. I mean, I really broke up with him for 6 months. I know he broke into my house, but he keeps denying it and did something really childish. But I've been trying to really cut these ties off. And he's like a really good sweet talker. And it's like, you know everything, but I just become really weak. And I'm just really trying to work on that. And yeah,
I think you need to be really guarded and protect yourself. And I feel like, you definitely need to be a 6 months, you know, if you would have went like two more months, my understanding, and now, you know, so it's different with every person, but my understanding is it's 8 months to break that chemical bond. And I read that in some medical magazine or something, so I can't tell you where I where I came up with that.
And I was pretty good until we came back and you started talking about marriage and stuff. And I've been trying, like, I'm, like, sometimes I hear things, like, I don't know, it's just like my grandmother coming to warn me, but I'm, like, pretty sure nobody really wants me back with him. And,
I kind of got a feeling that, you know, you're going to be above him and it's going to be a resentful situation if you return to it. You know, where he is, I mean, because you're going to be very successful. I have a feeling you're going to be, you know, with your education and stuff, that you're going to be really happy in your life. And what you don't want to do is tie yourself to somebody that isn't going to allow you to, you know, achieve your goals and your dreams and your happiness.
Yeah, and yeah, he always tries to hold me. But he says he encourages me, but I was trying to, like, move back to New Jersey and go, like, to Rutgers and stuff for my master's program, and he was trying to hold me back then. And I'm just so ready to move on with my life. I know someone is around the corner soon to be, but I know I have to break this tie, but it's just
The other way to end the chemical addiction, and I don't recommend that you go out and date somebody, but is to date somebody else. And, you know, that will, you know, that helps to alleviate it. But it doesn't get rid of it totally. So, like I said, it's like 8 months, and just figure around 8 months. But if you happen in a short period of time to meet somebody of the caliber that, you know, you're going to want to live in a lifestyle that you've
Do you, like, see anybody new coming? Hopefully.
I love your name. I'm sure you're going to get somebody new.
The name is perfect.
I know. Lisa, it's so pretty. I'm sure you're as pretty as your name. I'll tell you what I'm going to do is I'm going to pass it on, and before I go to hang up, I'll tell you like how long, or I'll try to figure out, you know, what's coming up in the next.
Okay.
Okay, Reverend Susie B, what do you see for this caller?
Yes, hi. What I'm getting is you've changed your environment by leaving the relationship behind several times. And what it's coming forth saying is that you need to go with that. I pulled a card for you that I feel that needs to be the inspiration and motivation for you to take action on behalf of your own personal environment, your own personal space. And so I feel that you need to look at staying out of that relationship, I'm going to suggest, and to move on to something new.
Okay.
And if I can, I'm going to tell you what their angels are telling me, that schooling and study and education right now are your focus, and they need to be your life's purpose right now for your personal growth. And the angels are saying they're going to help you with this process right now, but that's where you need to focus, and that you've made a happy move to a new place, but you need to use the positive energy connected with that to move forward. And if it means that you have to kind of treat yourself to some special things right now over and above the budget to make yourself feel good, but that has nothing to do with him, do so, so that you can have healthy influences in your life. Because you know, if you keep letting that jack-in-the-box pop up with the red flag, you know you can't just shove it back down and keep doing that behavior. Because believe me, it's not that I'm saying it's unchristian, because that's not what I'm not going there. I'm just saying I want you to be happy. You know what I mean? And I want you to have long-term love with somebody who has all the bells and whistles. You know what I'm saying? Because it's kind of like, you know, we all like ice cream sundaes, but we can't eat them 5 times a day or we'll be as big as a house, right? So it's not healthy for us. So you get where I'm going with this? Okay. Okay. All right. Very good. All right, then. Enough said. Reverend Jay, do you have anything to add?
Yes. I wish I could say it was going to be next week, but I got, like, in three weeks. It's going to be something. I really felt like it was 3 months, which I know it sounds far.
Well, that's
it's
okay.
It's not bad. I've been without relationships or dating for like 6, so I'm not really.
Okay. It felt like 3 months or Christmas, or just after Christmas is actually what I got. Like,
okay.
That's what I got.
Okay. Very good. Well, Kanish, thank you so much for calling tonight. I hope this has been a good read for you.
Hey guys, I just want to know, just one quick question. What is like a good way to get rid of him? I tried everything I possibly could. I told the truth. I told stories. They don't work.
I would block his phone number.
I did that.
Okay.
He called from another number.
Well, I mean, you know, he can only borrow somebody's phone so often. You know, I think I would block his number as much as you can. But you have to be true about it, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. If you're ready to end it, you can end it. He's not hearing it from you because you haven't been ready to end it yet. You haven't actually made that decision. You're actually holding on thinking, well, maybe I could make this work. But if you really, I want you to really look at your life and think, you know, what do I want in the future? And
mm-hmm.
Is he going to be able to be what I want in the future for me? You know,
mm-hmm.
And I just see you at such a different level that it'll be like he will be angry at you that you're successful.
Yeah.
You know, so, and because I have a feeling he's not really successful. So, or he hasn't achieved, not that he can't be, he just hasn't applied himself or hasn't had to apply himself, you
mm-hmm.
know, and you don't want to start out with a baby at, you know, however
yeah.
old. I mean, you want a man who's going to step into your life and be your equal and be of your same essence, you know, so, I don't ever tell people what to do. I want you to look at your life and see the truth, you know,
okay.
And you'll know.
Well, thank you so much for the encouragement. You just don't know how, because I was doing so good, but then I fell back into his sweet
mm-hmm.
talk just like 2 weeks ago. I was like, really happy about moving and so happy about this move because I was so upset someone broke into my house and like poured water in my modem and hit my router. So,
You know, and what's the chances of that? You know, I mean,
yeah.
Not that I'm saying who did it, but.
Listen. It's true, and I think you know exactly what you need to do, and you need to create your future there, and you know what you need to do. And I'm going to thank you for calling in tonight, and I think Reverend Jay and Reverend Susie had some great advice for you tonight. But I know that you're going to make the right choices.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, listen, thank you. Please feel free to call back again. And if you'd like to speak to any of our counselors, you can find them at the networkofchristianpsychics.com, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you,
bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, you know, we've only got a couple of minutes left, but there's a caller I want to get in from area code 609 with a prefix of 965. They've been waiting a long time. Hi, welcome
to
the Network of Christian Psychics. Yes.
Hi.
Hi, what's your first name?
Barbara.
Barbara. Well, I'm really glad you were able to get through. I know I don't like to do speed reading, but we're going to speed read for you because you've been on for so long, and I had said I would get to you when I announced I would get to those next three callers. How can we help you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
Yay, Jersey. Okay. Okay, it's Jersey, Georgia, North Carolina night. How can we help you tonight?
Well, I was just calling to see if there was any, if you could see any, like, messages from, like, relatives and, loved ones that have passed on.
Okay. I feel really bad about, but when we connect with relatives, it takes a few minutes. And unfortunately, and I feel so bad about this, we only have 5 minutes left to the show. So I would make two suggestions to you. Number one, unless one of our other counselors on the line can, any of our other advisors, can they connect to her, to anyone on the other side for her?
I don't get a specific person, but I get something that said, I'm in your dreams. Pay attention to your dreams. You're getting messages in your dreams. Do you have somebody that's coming to you in your dreams, a relative?
Your grandfather?
No. The only person I dream about is my mom sometimes, but they're usually in the dream.
Does she have a P in her name?
I'm sorry?
Does she have a P in her name?
No.
Okay. It's very difficult to connect with somebody quickly. Go ahead, Reverend Jay.
It's okay. If you could tell me something else, I guess.
Okay. I'm really getting that you're getting something in your dreams, and that if you believe and trust, that you'll get a communication through your dreams, is what it is, and that. And I'm getting that you must be holding back something in your life that you're having, it's a block, or you're having fear of something. Are you fearful of something right now?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
So
there is something in my life that I'm scared of right now.
Okay. You don't need to tell me what it is or anything, or us. What I want to tell you about fear is just two things, and it's going to be real quick. Fear is a flight or fight emotion of the ego, and it's to notify you that you need to either run because you're in physical harm, or you need to stay and fight because the danger that you're in is a danger that you can overcome. So if it's an emotional danger and you're not in physical harm, then you need to realize that it's just an illusion. Fear is an illusion. It's caused to make you think about what is happening and why. And so if it's a psychological or an illusion of a feeling of fear because you're uncertain or something, stop. Just stop and say, okay, why am I having this emotion? What am I supposed to be knowing about this situation? Why do I need to look at it? Ask all the questions, and you'll see that the fear will be gone. Because once you address the fear, it disappears.
I'm supposed to be having major surgery on my neck. So that's what I've been kind of, I guess, more nervous than anything.
Well, and do you feel like you need to get a second opinion?
No.
Do you trust your surgeon?
Yes.
Okay, so the fear is of the unknown, and so really, if you really believe in God, then you don't need to have fear, because God wills you perfect happiness, His perfect happiness. And that means no matter what it is, He will reside with you in His promise of happiness. So put it in God's hands. Take your fear and say, God, I give you my fear. Please take it to the light. I want to know that this is going to be successful. I believe in you. I believe in this life and my purpose. And I assure you that He is there to hold your hand, to cradle and protect you through anything that you might be going through. And so that I'm not the only one talking. I'll pass it on quick.
Okay.
Well, actually, we've only got about 35 seconds left before the show goes off the air, and that's okay. I think you did a wonderful job of connecting for her and delivering her a beautiful mission. Barbara, I'm sorry we don't have more time for you. I tried to get you in. If you want to call in 10 minutes before next week's show, we'll make sure we get you a better reading, a longer reading for sure, okay?
Okay, I'll make sure I call back.
Okay, please do. God bless you. Thank you. I want
to
thank everybody for calling in tonight. As always, you can reach any of our spiritual advisors by going to www.networkofchristianpsychics.com, and you can click on any of them, and you'll be able to talk to them in person, privately, not on air. We'll be back next Sunday night bringing you this show right here live from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Reverend Jay, Reverend Susie, wonderful night, right?
Yes,
great.
Awesome.
Great, wonderful. I want to thank you both for being on the show tonight. I know we've helped a lot of people once again. It's always a pleasure. Everybody have a good night, and we hope to see you next week.
Okay, very good. Good night, and God bless.
Good night now. Let the network of Christian psychics or spiritual advisors connect with the angels. If you're looking for information on career, relationships, or just about what your general outlook is for your future, our advisors can help with the assistance of angels. You can find us at www.networkofchristianpsychics.com. That's www.networkofchristianpsychics.com. Log in now and receive 3 free minutes on your first call. That's 3 free minutes on your first call at the network of ChristianPsychics.com. A special congratulations to the network of Christian Psychics for being voted Best Online Psychic Network by NAPS, the National Association of Psychics and Spiritualists. If you'd like to speak to an advisor at the network of Christian Psychics, please log on to their website at www.networkofchristianpsychics.com. That's www.networkofchristianpsychics.com. What's better than chocolate? The Network of Christian Psychics, where our spiritual advisors connect with the angels to provide you with the answers that can make your life easier and more fulfilling. If you're looking for answers about love, current or lost relationships, career advice, or just a general outlook of your future, our advisors can help with the assistance of angels. You can find us at www.networkofchristianpsychics.com. That's www.networkofchristianpsychics.com.